Manuscript Releases, Volume 8, Numbers 526 to 663. MR number 594. Ellen White's description of Green River formations. Scenery viewed on Friday while nearing Ogden. At Green River is the place where specimens of fossils, petrifications, and general natural curiosities are seen. Shells and wood in a petrified state can be purchased for a trifle. There is a high projecting rock, in appearance like a tower, and there are twin rocks of gigantic proportions. The appearance of these rocks is as though some great temple once stood there, and their massive pillars were left standing as witnesses of their former greatness. There is a rock called Giant's Club, and in proportion, it is a giant. It rises almost perpendicularly, and it is impossible to climb up its steep sides. This is one of nature's curiosities. I was told that its composition bears evidence of its once having been located in the bottom of a lake. This rock has regular strata, all horizontal, containing fossils of plants and of fish, and curiously shaped specimens of sea animals. The plants appear like our fruit and forest trees. There are ferns and palms. The fishes seem to be of a species now extinct. A large flat stone was shown us, in which were distinct specimens of fish and curious leaves. The proprietor told us, on a previous trip, that he brought these two large rocks on horseback 8 miles. In these split-off slabs of rock, there were feathers of birds and other curiosities plainly to be seen. We looked with curious interest upon rocks composed of sandstone in perfectly horizontal strata, containing most interesting remains. These rocks assume most curious and fantastic shapes, as if chiseled out by the hand of art. These are in lofty domes and pinnacles and fluted columns. These rocks resemble some cathedral of ancient date, standing in desolation. The imagination here has a fruitful field in which to range. In the vicinity of these rocks are moss agates. When standing at a distance from these wonderfully shaped rocks, you may imagine some ruined city, bare and desolate, but bearing its silent witness to what once was. We passed on quite rapidly to Devil's Gate, a canyon worn through the granite by the action of water. The walls of the canyon are about 300 feet high, and at its bottom, a beautiful stream flows slowly and pleasantly, murmuring over the rocks. We passed on while the mountaintops rose perpendicularly toward heaven. They are covered with perpetual snows, while other mountaintops, apparently horizontal, were seen. In passing, we got some views of the beauty and grandeur of the scenery in groups of mountains dotted with pines. Soon we entered Echo Canyon. Here the rocks look as if formed by art and placed in position, so regularly are they laid. The average height of all the rocks in this canyon is from 600 to 800 feet. The scenery here is grand and beautiful. We saw great caves worn by storm and wind where the eagles build their nests. One is called the Eagle Nest Rock. Here the king of birds finds a safe habitation in which to rear its young, where the ruthless hand of man cannot disturb them. Here we came to the Thousand Mile Tree, on which hangs a sign giving the distance from Omaha, and a little further on, we passed the wonderful rocks called the Devil's Slide. This is composed of two parallel walls of granite, standing upon their edges, with about 14 feet of space between. They form a wall about 800 feet long, running up the side of the mountain. This is a wonderful sight. But we reached Ogden, and night drew on. Released March 17th, 1978.